From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. University of California, Davis is getting $6.2 million in federal funding for research to protect California strawberries from disease and pests. Under a four-year grant from the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, Davis researchers will use plant breeding, gene editing, and other technologies to help ensure the resiliency of strawberries in a warming climate and potential pesticide restrictions. Researchers say strawberries trail tomatoes and wheat in genetic innovation. A new Farm Journal survey shows a majority of farmers are concerned about overcoming technical and financial roadblocks in carbon markets. Producers worry the benefits won't be worth the cost, compliance regulations will be burdensome, and ag practices already in place won't be fairly compensated. Farm Journal says the findings show even the most carbon-conscious farmers say participating in current market conditions would require too much time, effort, and resources without fair returns. A Daily Yonder poll found rural Americans are worried about the present, pessimistic about the future, and planning to vote the way they did in recent elections. Commissioned by the Center for Rural Strategies, the poll found three-quarters of the rural respondents say the economy isn't working for them, and over half don't expect things to get better in the next year. Over three-quarters say they think things will get worse for the next generation.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.